Attention! Attention! The moon boggles are loose! Lock your doors. Stay inside. Attempts are now being made to contact
President Bush
for help.
President Bush will announce plans next week to send Americans to Mars and establish a permanent human presence on the moon. That's according to senior administration officials who've been talking with news agencies tonight. Bush won't propose sending Americans to Mars anytime soon. Rather, according to one official, he envisions preparing for the mission more than a decade from now. In addition to returning to the moon for the first time since December 1972, the president also wants to build a permanent space station there.
What?
That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
The moon has no atmosphere and it's very cold.
Bush Sr., it was 1989 when he introduced a dramatic program to send a man to Mars. That was summarily dismissed by Congress when they found out the cost, nearly $500 billion. Some believe it was a boondoggle.
Boondoggles?
Not boondoggles, moonboggles.
The moonboggles are loose. The moonboggles are loose. Lock your doors. The moonboggles are loose. The moonboggles are loose. Stay inside. The moonboggles are loose. The moonboggles are loose.
We may discover resources on the moon or Mars.
The moonboggles are loose. The moonboggles are loose.
That will boggle the imagination.
Help, help.
President Bush.
Help.
President on the moon.
Common loon.
Anytime soon. President Bush.
Help.
President on the moon.
Common loon.
By the end of June.
Moon boggle, boggle, moon boggle.
Moon doggle.
Moon doggle.
The moon is a moon.
Moon boggle, boggle, moon boggle.
Moon doggle.
Moon boggle.
The moon is a moon.
Astronauts.
Astronauts.
Cosmonaut.
Cosmonaut.
Journey. Not a race.
The moon.
The courageous spatial entrepreneurs. Engineered for the use in space.
Beyond our orbit, to other worlds.
Worlds.
Space travel brings great risks. We do not know where this journey will end. Boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Yet we know this.
The moon is a moon. The moon is a moon. The moon is a moon. Is a moon. Is a moon.
President on the moon.
By the end of June.
Common, common loon.
Everybody now, let's hear it.
The moon is a moon. The moon is a moon. The moon is a moon. Is a moon. Is a moon.
President on the moon.
By the end of June.
Common, common loon.
Anytime soon.
What sort of rhetoric does a president hope to achieve at this moment?
Soaring, inspirational rhetoric. A rhetoric which does let us slip the surly bonds, not just of Earth, but of our daily lives, and present something more dramatic.
That's what he's got to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thanks, John. Good job. Thank you all. Thank you. Please be seated.
Living on the moon. Vehicles for exploring space have brought us far. Life beyond the Earth and on the moons of Jupiter, on Mars, into the universe. By the end of June. Into the universe. Extended human missions to the moon. Working there on the moon. The first spacecraft of its kind. One mission, one voyage, one landing at a time. The rings of Saturn.
Anytime soon.
To gain a new foothold on the moon.
In addition to returning to the moon for the first time since December 1972, the president also wants to build a prison there.
We will build a prison on the moon. Vehicles for exploring space have brought us far. Prisoners beyond the Earth and on the moons of Jupiter. On Mars, 600,000 inmates will be released back into society by the end of June. And when the gates of the prison open, the path ahead should lead to the moon. Working there on the moon. first prison of its kind. We know from long experience that if they can't find work, they are much more likely to commit crime and return to prison.
Build a prison there. Sure.
A logical step. Please put a prison on the moon.
Seems they just wanted to go for a walk to get some fresh air. They don't have any on the moon, you know.
So you keep telling me.
The moon.